This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And now it's time for the Ultimate Backfire.
877-881-1053. You know the drill. If you have a situation that you would consider an ultimate backfire, like perhaps that Lane Bryant story I told you that got a girl I was dating super pissed at me when I didn't mean for it to be, then let us know how that situation unfolded. Guys, there's an ultimate backfire that's about to happen for the rest of the AL West, I think, and maybe all of the American League. I've been pretty adamant, as is Corey, that Shohei Ohtani was terrible in spring training. Well, he's flipped all that upside down and said, F your stupid feeble minds, I'm the best. So far, he's 2-0 as a pitcher with a 2.08 ERA and 18 strikeouts in 13 innings. He's also hitting .364 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. Now, he said that he would like to play more. So he went to the Angels and said, I would like to play more. So I say, ultimate backfire for the rest of the AL West.
I'm still convinced that this dude hit 500-foot home runs in Japan and that all the fences were just pushed back 200 extra feet, and that's why he never hit more than, I guess he only hit more than 10 home runs.
One time!
Yeah, because he looks like he can hit 450-yard bombs with ease.
And he's going opposite field, and it's ridiculous. And so, yeah, the fact that he's like, yeah, I would like to play more. Ultimate backfire.
I had an ultimate backfire moment today. And you can go ahead and text yours in, 877-881-1053, because we'd love to hear about your ultimate backfires. And your ultimate backfires, too.
My ultimate backfires?
Your ultimate backfires, partner.
There are so many ultimate backfires.
Today, I was at the store, the convenience store, you know.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there, and I got a couple things in my hand, and I see somebody.
Better not be food.
In line. No, it was water bottle and a couple other things for the kids. Stroop waffle. And I'm sitting there, and I look, and I see the person behind me. They don't have anything in their hands. And I'm like, man, I got all these items. You can go ahead and go ahead. Just go on ahead.
Ooh.
They bought just about 800 scratch-offs.
Oh.
Now, Kevin, I've seen you every time we...
I love scratch-off tickets.
Every time we go to Arizona, Kevin has to go find the scratch-off machine.
Oh, yeah.
And buy 15 different scratch-offs. So, you know, scratch-off people, they don't just want one off the roll.
No.
They have to pick 3 from here and 2 from there and 6 from there. And
hey,
then they have to scratch them off at the thing while the person's still getting the other ones they chose.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, this one just won $20. Let me get $20 more worth of scratch-offs.
Well, that part is stupid. I enjoy the fun of it. Like, if, for example, somebody like Frank Provenzano, who's coming up at 8, if he was here now, I would say if you ever get the chance to get scratch-off tickets in other lands that you go to, I would really appreciate getting involved in that. But the thing that those people do
Did
that makes
just
me sad.
Try to convince Frank Provenzano to bring you back Canadian scratch offs.
He's not here. It's not like he's sitting 6 feet away from me with his mic off. So the thing I hate is the people who just play the scratch off tickets to try to make a profit. Like, that's why I always like to play like the bingo games and the crosswords, because even if you lose, you had fun. But they'll just scratch off the barcode and run it under the reader. I'm like, really?
Oh, man.
So you're just doing this as a profit business? That's not going to work.
Hey, Frank.
What the hell? You're here?
I'm not here. This is a holograph.
I do a really good Frank impression.
That's
coming up next, our new segment, Let's Be Frank. Starring Parker.
Frank, do they have scratch-offs in Canada?
Actually, little known fact, I am a huge scratch-off fan.
Oh, yes! Nice!
Love the scratch-off.
Do they call them something weird in Canada? Are they like loop-de-loops?
Well, they have...
Makes no sense.
It's same as here. They have like the whole spectrum of scratch-off games, from the one loony scratch-off game to the...
Oh, no. I get Canadian money?
Yeah, you'd have to get loonies.
Oh.
The $20 scratch. But I love scratch-offs.
I mean, I'll reimburse you if I need to, but the next time you're in Canada, if you brought back some scratch-off tickets, I love them.
I will gladly bring you Canadian scratch-off.
Heck yeah. And I like the ones where it's like a game, not just match the number. Like,
no, there's a, like, you got to figure it out,
yeah,
too. Like, did I win?
Oh, dude, there's a super fun one we played from Arizona that I brought back a few of. It was Frogger. Oh, my God, it was so awesome. Even the tickets I lost, I was like, this was worth it.
So if you ever get one of those tickets where it's like you have to select the right spot to win...
Just I don't think they do those.
Get a lamp
anymore.
And you can look through it. You can see through it.
I don't think
so
that they do
ones.
Those anymore, Corey. I hate to be the one to break it to you.
From the 903, I told a certain radio host to F off. I'm not listening anymore. Then I scanned the other stations, and now I'm back. Ultimate backfire.
Oh, man. Do you think that's really that same person?
I don't know.
Who told me to F off?
I don't know who you responded to so far, but I think it might be. I do think it might be.
Okay. Now, that is definitely.
Oh, by the way, real quick, on the lady that bought all the scratch-offs.
Yeah.
She should have told me that she was about to buy all these. Like, this is what she's about. She was about. She should have said, "I'm about to screw up your world." Right?
Well, bad SOE though.
What is so
scratch off etiquette?
Yeah. Okay.
You shouldn't scratch the tickets there. You should step aside
in your car.
Well, usually most things having to deal with the tickets is out of date. So I understand what you're saying. But anyways, when it comes to this, I want to say I'm proud of you a little bit. Man, ultimate backfire right now. All the promo people from Draft 101, they're like, hey, you guys are on a diet.
Holy
I'm
going
to bring
crap.
In all the food. What is happening
Look
right
at
now?
This. All right, so Wing Daddy's is right down the street from my
oh
house
my
out in
God.
Plano.
You tell me there's more food
I
for
live
me?
Right around the corner
yes!
from Wing Daddy's.
Diet.
And I am going to have to be checking out
okay.
that place every weekend.
Character prohibited.
My kids are always like, I want some wings, Daddy. And I'm like, hold on. I just saw that sign right there. And I also want to give some love. TX Whiskey has brought up all the whiskey. And is this the whiskey and the straight bourbon? So they brought up the whiskey and the straight bourbon. And Kevin, I am not going to make
okay.
it through this show
How
tonight.
How long till that kicks in?
I'm going to drink this barrel of whiskey.
No, we need to like kind of, you know, watch your progress there. You can't just down all those shots. I mean, I know you
I mean,
could.
I can.
Hold on.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I've
but
done
you
it before.
Shouldn't.
Guys, I have a really good idea. Uh-huh. Why don't we let Corey dive into this whiskey, then come over here and deal with the 360?
If I was working on the 360, we would be in a lot
Frank
of trouble
will
tonight.
Never come back.
Why don't we let Corey dive into the whiskey, and I'll dive into the buffalo wings, and then we'll have a really, really fun,
oh
disgusting.
They even look at this. Wing Daddy's even brought up a plate for Kevin. They got some celery. They got some slaw here. There's a lot of stuff right there that's soda approved, Kevin. So that's working right there for us.
I respect
us.
The people who that's what they choose to eat, but that's not normally what I would choose to eat.
You didn't tell me that wings actually are the least.
Okay, like if you cheat, and you need to cheat with wings because it'll hurt you less than some of the other foods.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that I ever cheated, but I mean,
yeah,
it's possible.
When it comes to the way that soda works, wings actually can be something that can be good for you as an animal protein.
Do you know what's really cool about this diet, too, is not only is Kevin losing weight, he's getting shorter. So
I'm not.
Like the more he... Yeah, you are. Like, he's
Quickly
standing... I don't know if you can see this.
Eight.
He's standing on his chair right now. He's not even sitting on his chair. He's standing
now,
on his chair.
Soon I'll be the size of Jared Sandler.
Somebody is... They're over here trying to figure out which one's the bourbon and which one's the whiskey. Let me tell you. The ones on this side, those are the bourbon, the beautiful amber color right there. And the ones on that side, just a little bit lighter, that's the whiskey right there.
I think
there.
They just came by to steal some of your
booze. I
think
booze. They did, too. They just wanted some of the TX
Because
whiskey.
They realized today that you're a pushover because you let some lady go in front of you at the convenience store. I've never heard of that. I've done that at the regular store, but I've never done that at a convenience store, because what's the most things you've ever bought at the convenience store? Like six?
Dude, I've loaded up a bag
Okay, if
before.
You were high, like 15?
Yeah.
But even then, you can wait until you get your 15 checked out?
Yeah, she could have waited, but she was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead because he said I could go ahead.
So what's the lesson you learned?
Was it on me or was it on her? She should have told me I'm about to buy 150
no, it's on you.
Different...
It's on you for being
never,
a chump.
Yeah, never let anyone in front of you at the convenience
so
store.
So what was the lesson you learned?
What
Don't
about,
be helpful.
What about the grocery store?
Never.
You got the one person with the bottle of wine.
They're old.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, they're going
to
take
an
longer.
An old lady who only has a bottle of pills, and you know she needs that for her medication to go watch her judge show.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
What do you think she's using it for?
Who knows what she's using it for? Maybe she's going to OD, and I'm giving her five
what
more
the hell did you just
minutes
say?
Of life.
Did you just say that old lady's going to OD on
know?
Over-the-counter medicine?
You don't
oh my
know.
Gosh, Frank, you're not allowed to say that about all old people.
I didn't say that about I said it about that
fictitious old people. Plus, I'm a hologram at the moment, so this is not even really me.
Somebody says, I can't even tell if Frank is really there or not. It's a good point.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. I know the answer to this one from the 940. Corey, if you're on soda, you can't drink whiskey. I know for a fact you can drink whiskey.
I can drink 2 ounces of whiskey a week.
Will you gain height back?
That's not a thing. All right. Maybe that happens to that old lady who's buying pills.
You're shrinking in two dimensions, both. Yes, I can see it. I can see
it. I'm sitting down right now, Frank. Do you know how the chair works? God. What about those poor old ladies? I feel really bad for them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.